Hello.
Hi there, my name is Darvin Schlong. I'm calling from grocery store delivery. How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you today?
I'm not too bad. Thank you for asking. Is this Catherine?
Yes, this is Catherine.
The reason for my call is that you've been ordering groceries from us online now for a few months. I hope everything's been to your satisfaction.
It's been great. Everything has been really good. The delivery people have been on time and friendly, and my orders have always been right, so I'm really happy.
Wonderful. That's great to hear. Also, as a complimentary service, I wanted to call and give you some health advice on what you've been ordering.
Oh, okay. I didn't know you guys did that.
We just started doing it, and I've been looking at the last three orders that you've had, and it seems like you've got some major food issues going on.
Oh, well, I don't think so. I think I eat pretty healthy.
Okay, yeah, I don't know about all that. Let's start with the processed meats, huh? You got hot dogs and bacon in your cart on this one.
Well, okay. But that's not an excess or anything. A little bit of bacon is not going to kill anyone.
I'd hate to send one of our delivery people with a pin so they can help you sign your death certificate, you know?
I'm sorry?
I said I'd hate to have to send one of our delivery people over there with a pin to give
Yeah,
you
no,
so you
I
can.
heard you the first time. That doesn't sound like health advice to me. That sounds like you're judging me, and I don't appreciate you judging me.
Yeah.
Your job is to send me groceries, not to judge what I buy.
Right. With all those processed meats, you've got to be spending a lot of time on the can, huh?
Excuse me?
Yeah, just a guess.
That
Just
is
a
a
guess.
completely inappropriate thing to say, all right? That is not okay.
All right. Well, I hear you getting upset, but I don't hear you saying that you aren't.
It is none of your business what I'm eating or when I go to the bathroom or any of that. Your business is to deliver groceries.
And that's what I'm trying to do, help get you the groceries that are going to keep you healthy. So let's move on to the Oreos.
You know what? No, you don't get to move on to my Oreos. My Oreos are my Oreos, okay? You leave your hands off my Oreos and your pinions. How about that?
Well, did you know that three of those babies will set you back 160 calories and 7 grams of fat? And I'm guessing you're not just eating three. Am I right, Kat?
You know what? You're right. I'm not eating three. I'm eating the whole pack, all right? And that's my business. It's my money, it's my groceries, and it's my business and not yours. So if I want to order 600 packs of Oreos and eat them all in one sitting, I will.
Yeah, and that's what I feared your response was going to be. So in this order, I went ahead and replaced the Oreos with an organic fiber supplement. You are welcome.
No, don't you touch my order, all right?
Catherine, I've got a saying for you I want you to remember, okay? When you're thinking snacks, think of flax. Okay, flaxseed, way more
You know what
healthy.
you can do with that flaxseed? You can shove it up your own, all right?
And it comes
With the
out,
box, don't even take it out. Don't even take it out. Just shove the whole thing up there, all right? Don't you dare touch a thing in my basket.
Well, one thing's for sure, you are fired up about getting healthy, and I like that. And that was the reason for this phone call. I'm glad that we're seeing eye to eye.
We are not seeing eye to eye.
Well, I'm just looking out for you. If nobody in your family's going to do it might
No,
as well be
no,
me.
no. How dare you talk about my family like that? You are talking to me. You are talking to me, mister, all right? You are the one with the problem. You!
You're right. My biggest problem, I care too much. And I'm really glad we could have this talk. And if you wouldn't mind, after we hang up here, if you could take a short customer satisfaction survey for me.
Oh, I would love to rate you. Oh, yeah. Food shaming me over Oreos and hot dogs? Is that what your company teaches you? I
Well,
can't
no.
wait to tell them what I think about that.
My company actually teaches me to get people really fired up with prank phone calls. So I'm glad I could do that for you today. And like I said, if we could just get a customer satisfaction survey from you.
Shut up. This better not be a joke.
It is. This is actually Jubal from Brook and Jubal in the Morning doing a phone tap on you. Your best friend Lori set you up.
Oh my God. What?
She said you were having a crappy week and wanted to make you laugh. I think you need a bag of Oreos after that. Calm you down.
I totally do.
Remember, Catherine, when you're thinking snacks,
I know, I know.